Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel III back on the show. Walter is a 7-year-plus member, almost 8-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a former editorial board director of Harvard Business Review, which is a publication I subscribe to. He's also a former managing editor at Fortune magazine, which once paid me a nice compliment, and he's the author of The Lords of Strategy, and he's our good friend, Walter. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Walter, usually when you're on the show, we can always count on you for the epitome of erudition and savoir-faire and pointy-headed academia insights.
Well,
right?
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm known for.
I told the audience, I said, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Walter owns several gray ties.
The gray ties are, no, that's, I'm much flashier than
I'm
that.
I'm just
please,
teasing. So. I'm just teasing. But I said, but today I think he's got something a little wacky on his mind.
Well, it's not wacky at all. I mean, before I started studying and writing about strategy, I did spend a few years covering kind of what you might call the curious customs of the natives in offices.
And,
and one of the things that I researched and wrote about was office parties, particularly,
right,
you know, office holiday parties, Christmas, Hanukkah,
whatever. We used to call those "you bet your job" prom night.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point. People were afraid of them. They thought they were going to get in trouble, and so some places said, well, we're going to do away with them. That's not a good idea. I'm in favor of the office party.
Right.
But I'm in favor of doing it in the right way, so it isn't disastrous, but is in fact a really good way to express appreciation to everybody for all their efforts during the year, bring people together who might not otherwise get together,
right,
and have them a chance to really build morale and a sense of friendship within the company. So it's just a matter of you got to do it right.
So you've done research on this, though.
I have reporting on this. I've talked to distinguished professors about this subject and people who have been perpetrators of great office parties and people who have been victims of terrible office parties. And I've even seen a few that have gone right and gone wrong. So,
what did you learn?
Well, the first thing I learned is this is a subject upon which there are there have traditionally been genuine gender differences. Men and women approach office parties, at least they have in the past, quite differently. Women, who are the smartest sex, obviously, they tend to say, oh, it's going to be a party. I'm going to dress up a little bit,
right,
take this seriously. The guys are just going to come in the same old Slaboni,
right,
outfit with a gray tie, probably.
Right.
So that's our argument for if you've got a planning committee, you want to make sure that there are women included on it, maybe heading it, but maybe not exclusively women. But
yeah, you got to be careful. It will, if the women are running the whole thing, it will get out of hand.
Yes, that's
and
true.
Ladies,
that's
you know, true. I love you, and I say that.
Right.
If it's left up to them, they'll have us wearing tuxes or something.
Well, that's true. They can get a little bit overdone.
They like to get dressed up, and you know you do, ladies.
It'll be down at the country club, and you'll have a 19-piece orchestra.
And don't yell at me. The only ladies who can yell at me for saying that are the ones who promise that they wouldn't even think about going and buying anything new for it.
Yes, right.
Right?
Okay.
That's a promise that they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think we ought to get out of this territory.
Okay, we're wandering over to perilous territory. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Right. The next thing is, of course, you're probably going to want to have alcoholic or adult beverages at the
right
party, and that's a good thing. But you want to make sure that there is food. You want to make sure that there is food there when you start serving the alcoholic beverages, and you want to make sure that the food is enough to stand up to the alcoholic beverages. Don't just put out a bunch of Christmas cookies and cakes and then
mm-hmm.
serve double martinis. I once saw one of the most disastrous office parties I ever saw was from an outfit that traditionally had always done their office parties in the office space, by the elevator
right.
bank, and they were dreadful. And they'd combine them with retirement parties. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all.
Right. Here and the boss will walk around with year-end bonus checks and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like
I've
that.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah. Well, so this outfit got new management, and the new management said, okay, we're going to have a Christmas party this year off-site at a Chinese restaurant from 5 to 7.
Huh.
And everybody said, wow, Chinese restaurant, kind of strange for a holiday party, but I guess it's going to, why would they want to do that? Because it's going to be great food. So almost everybody ate no lunch that day.
If it's the Christmas season and it's Chinese, the Jews are included.
Yes, right. Well, that's right. you're not showing movies, but yeah, the traditional. So everybody shows up at this Chinese restaurant at 5 p.m. on an empty stomach,
right.
And there are four bars set up around the room because the Chinese restaurant is obviously
right.
making money
quickly.
On the drinks they serve, but they don't serve any food for an hour,
wow.
And then it's kind of like fried dough balls.
Wow.
And by that time, as you can imagine, just about everybody at the party has overserved.
No food, lots of drink, they're sloshed. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Walter Keisha. More of this reporting on...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.